Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this January 2nd, Tuesday, 2024. That's right. Our first program in 2024, and tonight we have, of course, our producer with a smile is none other than Young Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And tonight we have the legend from Missouri, way out yonder, Pastor Joe Larson.
Well, we'll just go with infamous, but I'm here and ready to go to work. Glad to have you back with us, boss.
Well, it's good to be back. I'm not 100% by any means, but I'm back. And first thing I want to do, Joe, is first I want to say thank you, a heartfelt thank you for all of the cards and the letters and the prayers that we've got. I mean, I can't believe how many cards, get well cards, and how many Christmas cards and wonderful letters we got from people out there. And I want to thank you, all of you, and also I want to thank the whole gang, all of you guys coming together, you and Style and everyone that came together from the whole gang, Big John and Randy and Heather, and all of them that have come together to, and Lisa, to keep this radio program going on the air when their hero was down.
Because, well, we all don't get paid for it.
Yeah. But it was a lot easier knowing that we had very confident people there as a backup. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, Joe, this stuff that's going around is nasty. Of course, I ended up with double pneumonia. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, it was tough. But
well, the older we get, we're not as tough as we used to be.
Well, we look tougher. Like an old piece of leather, huh?
We look battle-worn, yes.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, again, I want to say a heartfelt thanks to all the folks and all the support, everyone that came together. And I just could not believe. I hadn't been in my office for 2 weeks, and I came in there today. There's cards and letters everywhere. The place is filled, and so I praise the good Lord and for all the support. And you know, they all were talking about their prayer. I got so many text messages. My phone just lit up. People were texting me, and boy, the good Lord really blesses you, you know, when that happens. Anyhow, Joe, we're back now, so I wanted to, my message was three horrible years of communist revolution down, and there's only a couple of us that really, really understand that we really understand that we're going through a revolution in this country. Joe, there's only a couple of us knows that there was no insurrection. It was a coup. We witnessed a coup, a cleverly crafted and planned coup by the CIA, by the FBI, by Nasty Pelosi, the entire Democratic Communist Party, and Rhino Republicans. They attempted a coup, just like they do in third world countries, to get rid of who is still today the legitimate president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He is still the legitimate president. What they have mm-hmm. there, you have a president with Trump and a resident with Biden. And
I would go a step further, Pastor, and I would even say they are the ones who are fomenting the insurrection, because a true insurrection is when you take over the government, the military, the financial system, and isn't that exactly what Biden and the deep state are doing?
Well, that started back with Obama.
Well,
you're right.
It started way back, but they're the ones that it's really out in the open.
You're right. And so now it's like, well, we've got nothing to lose if we don't completely take over. And people already, I noticed on Fox News, they were talking about how you had former CIA officers, and they're saying that the CIA is ready to jump in and try to throw this election again. The corruption. Remember, now think about this. JFK wanted to defund and eliminate the CIA. And guess what? He was assassinated. Ronald Reagan wanted to eliminate the CIA when they almost got him, but not quite. Now, and guess who else wants to eliminate the CIA? It's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yep.
I hope he's got good bodyguards. I pray he does.
Yeah, well, I hope he gets, you know, again, we've got to get him reelected. And you know the opposition is already gearing up in a major, major way for a vast amount of election and voter fraud. But that takes us to our...
In all these states... trying to keep him off the ballot, and it's such a joke because, you know, you look at the Constitution, it says only Congress, you know, I mean, you don't have to read any farther, you don't have to be a genius to read, only Congress can determine, so all these unelected bureaucrats are trying to keep him off a ballot, and there's not even a question there, there's not even a possibility of something that the court would have to look at. Of course they'll decide it's wrong, but they're trying to damage up front and scare people away.
Yeah. And so that's going to come back on them. In fact, I tell you what, if I was Donald Trump, if I didn't have a Chris Christie out there, I would invent one. Because Chris Christie has done so much for Donald Trump, okay? And then now with what these corrupt courts are doing, you know, the more... Every time they do something like that, Trump goes way up in the polls. And people are seeing this.
Just how desperate and bad they are, and people realize, wait a minute, you know, why are they so intent against not letting him run?
Well, because Trump has already said the first thing he's going to do when he gets into office is eliminate 200,000 federal employees. And that's a good start, but he should double that. And that's why. And they know, first of all, these people have committed high treason. High treason. People like Clapper, he's committed high treason. And
yes, he has. They've lied. They've committed treason. Just look, most of these people have sold out the country for what? Money. You look at all the scandals going on everywhere, it turns out what it is. It's all about somebody taking money. They love their power. They love their position. But at the bottom of it, it's always money from a nonprofit, from a, you know, George Soros group, high-profile radical leftist environmental group. It's always money, money, money.
And with insider trading, all of these politicians making huge returns on the stock market, and they haven't even legalized insider trading. They talk about it. They say it's not even right. But then they continue to practice it, don't they?
Well, they continue to give themselves raises and all kinds of other things. So, yeah.
When nobody's looking.
It's kind of like nothing new in the government for a long time, right?
Right. Well, we better get into our message. The title was Three Horrible Years of Communist Revolution Down, One More to Go. And that is this year, 2024. Now, I think this year is going to be in a very exciting year, Joe, because I'm starting to see a whole lot of the revolution turning when it comes to the Democrats. The Democrats are losing. The blacks are leaving the party. The Hispanics are leaving the party. Even the young and dumb. Well, they're not so dumb. The ones that are leaving the party are leaving the Democratic Party. So the Democrats, like Biden, well, not to worry. You know, we weren't planning on winning an election legally or fair. This is where the CIA comes in, and this is where, you know, the FBI and all of these criminal organizations, and that's what's been happening, come into play now. So this is why our people are becoming more and more vigilant, and our people are becoming more and more militant. Enough is enough is enough is enough. And so I think you're going to see huge numbers. And see, the Democrats, Joe, have been counting on bringing in all of these illegals and telling these illegals, here's a cell phone, here's a number, remember, vote Democrat. But guess what? Some of these illegals, Joe, because they're illegal doesn't mean they're stupid. You see, they stop and they think, look, if I vote for these Democrats, I'm going to end up in the same kind of a country that I'm fleeing from, that I'm running from right now. They're going to reduce America to third world status. That's their goal. And so they'll tell them, yeah, we'll vote for you. But then I got a feeling they're going to go in the other direction, a lot of them. But then they may be planning on, too. They've been Biden, and we've said this, Joe, from the very beginning, haven't we, that Joe Biden, everyone says he's a terrible president, leader. Well, not for his people, folks. Joe Biden was never on our side. He was never an American president. Joe Biden, again, as we've told people now for 3 years, going on 4 years, Joe, he's owned lock, stock, and barrel, him and his whole Biden crime cartel, by the Chinese Communist Party. How do we know? Well, the Chinese Communist Party come right out and said so, okay? We knew that.
Exactly. And he's the best politician money can buy.
Right, and that's exactly what's happened. So Joe's orders was, one, keep the borders open. Tell the people, as they sit there and watch 8 million people cross into America, that the border's secure. Send Mariarchus out there. That fool will lie about anything. That fool, Mariarchus, is a complete and total fool. He is. Put him out there and put a lie in his mouth, and he'll sit there all day long and lie through his teeth, okay?
Well, he's what the commies call a useful idiot. He's the kind that they'll get rid of once they get in power, because they'll realize anybody that'll sell themselves that cheaply, you can't trust.
Absolutely.
You got to go back and look what happened in history, and these people don't do that. They don't see the danger they put themselves in, do they?
No, they don't. And that's where the mainstream media comes in. They forgot. And these young people, you know, I was just amazed how on Spectrum One, which is one of the most liberal media, these young people, they're all very young people there, how they were celebrating the fact that Ohio, 8 counties in Ohio give special attention to LGBTQ rights and privileges. In other words, these, and now I would imagine if you were to get these same people there that work there, Inspector, on these young people, and ask them, do you go to church to believe in God? Some of them would say, yeah, I go to church, and I believe in God. And they say, do you know what LGBTQ stands for? And they know, yeah. And then ask them, do you know what God says about the sin of sodomy? It's an abomination. It's an offense, an awful offense to God. And they would probably look at you, these people at Spectrum One, with a queer look in their face, like, huh? You know? it's an amazing thing. And I sit there, and I says, these young people, what a shame. They have been so dumbed down, like you said, right, useful idiots, the proletariat. But let's read verse 1. Go ahead of Psalm 2, Joe.
All right. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?
Now, the word heathen there, Joe, is the same word to that Hebrew as nations. Why do they rage? Why do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? I want to jump over real quickly just for a minute to Romans chapter 1 and read this in verse 21. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but become vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, and professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Well, that word vain means futile, okay? And so here now, somehow, these people think that they can rebel. And by the way, that word rage there means to rebel. It means to rebel. Somehow, these people who have become fools, professing themselves vain, think that they can rebel against God and get away with it. What do you think?
I think that's so far above them. They've been brainwashed. They've been charged full of emotion. I mean, when you see sodomites running around supporting Hamas, Hezbollah, the very same people who throw sodomites off of buildings, who do horrible things to the, quote, homosexual, especially in Iran, and they turn around and they say how wonderful they are, you can see that this is like a mental illness. It's a disease. They are so confused. I mean, why would you be for somebody who would just as soon kill you as look at you? And you think that they're doing a wonderful thing. There's got to be something totally, totally wrong there, right?
Well, what is wrong there is they're vain in their imaginations. They've been given over to a reprobate mind. The point, Joe, is that the Muslims, the radical Muslims, they look at these people, the sodomites, the way that the communists do. They're a necessary evil, useful idiots, very useful idiots will use them. And the sodomites, they look at the Muslims and that in the same way. These are our useful idiots. We'll use them, okay? But the truth is, they're all idiots. Because
they don't see the danger in each other, but
yeah, God is not mocked.
I mean, you look at any country like China, you know, they don't allow homosexuality. They don't allow transsexuals going around, and you know, Russia, same kind of thing. You think somebody finally point out there's a problem here, don't you see it? And no, you know, they cannot, they're blind. Scripture said what? The God of this world has blinded them, right?
Yep. And so let's go here. So let's take a look at that verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Now, here, I wanted to just start this year with Ohio in this year and take a look going back to August 8th on issue 1 and then again on November 3rd. People were scratching their heads. They were saying, what in the world's happening here? No, we don't believe this. In our county, especially when it said that we lost the vote to the wicked, 56 to 46. And people looked around, no, wait a minute, this cannot be. You had yard signs all over this country and windows and that, so bumper stickers on cars. Everyone you were talking to was on November 8th was against or was issue 1 was against issue 1 and wait a minute, I'm trying to remember how it was. We were for issue 1 on 8th. That was, and so as we looked around, we wondered, how in the world did this happen? This could not possibly be. Well, then when you figured it out, in both cases, the ballots came in, 69% mail-in ballots, Joe. 69%.
Yeah. That's what we've been telling people. The worst thing that can happen is a mail-in ballot. It's the easiest way to cheat an election that there is.
Absolutely. And so what we have to do is we have to get... See, and some of the Republicans don't understand. They said, well, we have to do that. We have to outdo them. We have to go and vote earlier than them. No, you see, they don't understand. They're cheating. See, you can't do that. If you're not cheating, it doesn't matter how often, how early you vote, rather.
Right.
Okay, but it doesn't seem to register with some Republicans. But anyhow,
they weren't bundling. We didn't have people going around and getting people in old folks' homes, convalescent hospitals, to hand over their, you know, voting rights to somebody, and they could write the candidate in for them, and you know, all the other cheating. You know, when you get a person going around collecting other people's votes, gee, what an easy way to cheat, lie, and the person, you know, that gave up the vote didn't know what happened to it.
You know, no idea. Then when you get 1,000 ballots returned, 1,000 with the same home address, the same house address, you might think there's something wrong there. Either that's one huge house, right?
I was just going to say there's a lot of illegal immigrants in that house. I've heard of houses with 20 or 30, but 1,000, boy, that's got to be a record.
And then you look at 70 million dark money. Out-of-state money, money from California, money from New Jersey. What do all of these people, why are they sending this dark money into Ohio? Well, it's all about child trafficking. It's about these so-called transgender things. It's all dark. The same people that were promoting that, the very same people are the ones behind the human trafficking, the child sex trafficking. If it's evil, if it's dark, if it's sinister, and guess who's out there in the front? The ACLU, the Antichrist Liars Union, who want to legalize pedophilia. They are some sick people there at the ACLU. They are some real sick people there.
Well, the other thing is, too, these liberals look at anywhere they can get a victory. You see, they live for the revolution. They spend their time, their talent, their treasure to what? Bring about this total transformation that Barack Obama said he was bringing. They want this communist revolution to be completed because they've staked their fortunes and their future on it. They've given it their all. And so every victory is important, and they're busy raising funds. They're busy, you know, out there spending most of their day in a political battle. And the church hasn't figured this out. Most Republicans haven't figured this out, that these people are at war. They're the enemy. And it's a spiritual battle because underneath all of this is the evil. It's Satan behind every one of these things they're pushing for, something that's Antichrist.
Absolutely. And here, we're a nation right now, as we said here. We're a nation that is being invaded by the enemy. thousands and thousands of terrorists. Biden has brought thousands of terrorists into the country, figuring if nothing else works, when the signal comes, they'll start a revolution, they'll start burning cities, and there will not be an election. And so, and he's counting on help from the corrupt FBI and the corrupt CIA. But anyhow,
Biden did. This may be a bad time to bring it up, but the Biden administration changed the way the Border Patrol, they're used to had about 40 questions in a questionnaire. They had to, hit anybody from China that looked like they were from China. And they, four-hour intense interview, and most of them were passed on for more investigation. The Biden administration changed it and made it like a simple five-question thing that, we speed things up. And what's happening is all along the way, the cartels and everybody along the way are telling these, especially the Chinese, here are the five questions they're going to ask you. If you answer yes to any of these, you'll be pulled aside in scrutiny, investigation. So make sure you don't answer yes to any of these five questions. They program them. They teach them how to answer it. They teach them how to give a fake address so they don't live in the wrong section of China, whatever. And this was all done, folks, by the Biden administration through Mayorkas.
Under orders of the Chinese Communist Party, under direct orders from the Chinese.
And it was done on purpose.
Yep, we're sending in thousands and thousands of young Chinese nationals into your country. Joe Obama, your orders. Help us get those in. Make sure that we have plenty of children sex trafficking for your Democratic Party people to keep them happy. And then make sure, Joe Biden, that there's plenty of fentanyl, and they're enough to kill a whole bunch of those Americans. Joe, we're counting on you. Remember who owns you, Joe. And we'll be back right after this.
Now here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are bad. Who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants. Who don't care about the population. Who don't care if it's fouling our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate.
better grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close a bad gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great States.
All righty, we are back, and the good news there, Joe, is that I've seen here, for example, tactical civics is growing, I mean, hands over fists. It's spreading so rapidly. The patriot groups are all coming together. You've got your there's like a drumbeat out there. They're waiting for Trump to get back into office. You know, they're the commander in chief, the legitimate commander in chief. I mean, we're America's, and we've been sold out. And I'm going to tell you, when he does get back in, there should be a whole lot of people tried for high treason in this country. I mean, really tried for high treason. And
exactly, in fact. If I can add something, where you just said that, this article I was referring to about China and the Biden administration letting Chinese, it was from the Daily Caller Foundation, and it was covering your derriere, Biden watered down vetting for Chinese illegals. Here's the big thing. This was back, clear back in April 2023, and the press actually got a hold of emails that were sent out by the CBP and stated how they are changing the system, and it came from above. And then,
well, he sent it to 500 Border Patrol agents, so you might think that some of those might just, you know, blow a whistle. But and so here, you're right. What they did is
the guy that did it, his name is Carell, and the former agent, and he is speaking out after they found the email. J.J. Carell, a retired CBP deputy patrol agent, and what he's saying is bad is they turn right around and give him a court date, you know, and we know there are 3 million backlog cases, so we've got now, since 2022, Joe Obama has let in over 95,000 Chinese illegal immigrants at the border. That is a surge rate of over 1,100%. And it's all about Biden. Biden did it, and Biden's let all these people in. That's why we call him China Joe. And why I'm letting the people know we cannot let Joe Biden get another 4 years, we won't have a country.
No, well, right. My guess is this, that Joe will take the Biden crime cartel and try to get on a plane and head to China. That would be because he knows that he would be tried for treason, what he's done to America.
I hate that. I'll tell you what, I don't think they might treat him nicely for a little while, but when the news turns away, I'd hate to be them over there.
Yep. Well, you know, the thing of it is even, you know, when this happens with all of those, he's brought in 8 million people, 8 million. A lot of these are soldiers.
5, if I can correct you.
Right. Pardon?
8.5 million, but you know, okay. What's another, you know, 0.5 right. million?
Right. But what's happening again? You bring in that many people, they're planning on a revolution, a major, you know, where they try to bring the country down, maybe do it under where he can declare a martial law, and then he can declare, you know, to no elections. I mean, he may try this, but the American people are really getting fed up. They're really getting fed up, and I don't think a lot of our military, our soldiers would just, they won't obey their orders. They've had it. The way that they've been treated. You know, what are they going to do? Obey the orders of drag queens?
Yeah, that's why I keep bringing up Cloward Priven. Remember, you overload the system. I did this while you were out sick. I'm going to hit it again because way back these communist sympathizers, you know, how do you break down and foment, bring in a whole new system? You destroy the present system. You overload it till it breaks. Look at New York, Chicago. The mayors are saying, we can't handle this. We need government money. We don't want to raise our own taxes. We want the federal government to give us money, which is raising the taxes on the people. So you see the doublespeak. But they're saying it's a crisis. We can't handle it. So even the Democrats realize it is creating total havoc that they can't handle. And if the system breaks down, that's, we're watching Cloward Piven work, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see send more of them to Chicago. Anyhow, you go there and, you know, crime is legal. Crime is legal in Chicago. So mm-hmm. you could go there. You have all these crime, these drug cartels, so on and so forth. You know, just go ahead, overload them. Let all the good people, there should be a day where the good people can leave, okay? But you know what? If I had my way, I would send them all to Washington D.C. D.C.
That would be even better.
That is where the most criminals, you know, D.C. District of Crime. That's where I would send them. That's a corrupt city there. And
well, maybe we can send a little email to the governor of Texas.
Yeah.
Well, we're on a
I think it's a 100,000-watt station there, so they're probably listening to us tonight in Texas.
Yeah, hopefully somebody down there will hear in Texas and pass it on to they've got a good governor and just give them a clue. And, you know, instead of sending them all to New York and Chicago, send a whole bunch to D.C.
Listen to this.
A minute. Is D.C. a sanctuary city? I don't remember. Do you?
Yeah, it is. Listen to this. This is just the government covering their behind so they can say they vetted, said Carol. I believe the government recognizes the threat of Chinese soldiers and spies that are poured into America. I guess they do. That's exactly what Joe Obama Biden, his job is to bring in these Chinese soldiers. This guy is committing high treason against America.
He should be impeached for that alone. Right there is enough to impeach him. He's tried, convicted. I mean, the proof is right there, 95,000, and most all of them are what? Men of military age. They're not families. They're not women with four children. Almost all of those Chinese were always young males. We've been doing this for a couple of years, and I remember going, I keep waiting for Chinese families. Didn't happen.
Nope.
We've also got a traitor. Well, you're talking about treason and traitors. We got a little problem right there in Ohio, don't you?
Yeah, you're talking about Governor DeWine. I can't believe what he did. I was asked on another radio program I did. I was on the round table, and they asked me, what in the world's gotten into him? You know, well, I think Mike just killed his last chance for reelection. Here. Now, I'm not sure, but
I hope he did after that stunt.
There's a lot of talk about the House and Senate overturning. They have enough votes to overturn his veto. If they can get by the rhinos in Ohio, they'll overturn that veto. But even his own attorney general and even his own governor, lieutenant governor, were against him on that. Both of them said he never should have done that. That was a terrible thing. And so $40,000 is a whole lot to sell your soul for, is it? Or not much to sell your soul for, is there?
Well, nowadays it's kind of cheap, but it makes me wonder what else he's done that we don't know about, and where else he's gotten some money from. What's that old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire? So maybe some people ought to be looking at some of the other groups that have given him money or have promised him money if he did this.
Well, like I said, I think that just killed his, if he had any hopes of re-election, I think that killed it right there.
We need some, we don't need any more rhinos. We've got more than enough rhinos out there already. We need to make sure that rhinos don't get elected, just like we don't elect Democrats right now. They're no longer the loyal opposition party. This is now the enemy, and they are trying to destroy our country. And it's, as I was saying last week, you cannot compromise with evil. There's only one way you compromise with evil. That's when righteousness goes away and evil triumphs. There is no other outcome.
We have to let the people know what we're talking about here. So, Governor got big bucks from pro-trans hospitals before vetoing anti-trans bill. The Ohio governor, who at the 11th hour vetoed legislatively adopted plan to protect minors from the transgender ideologies being promoted in the state and across the nation by Joe Obama Biden, actually got $40,000 from hospitals supporting the woke agenda, according to a new report. The Federalist Papers explains it was Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, a Republican who vetoed House Bill 68 at the last minute possible. I got a feeling that that was it, that the death knell in his political coffin. Lawmakers who adopted the plan intended to prohibit prescriptions of chemicals to children that block puberty and cross-section hormones for minors. And so it's just a wrong thing.
They wanted to ban boys from girls' sports, too.
Right. And they wanted to ban boys from the competing in girls' sports. Lawmakers in the states already have begun considering whether to override his veto. But the report said a review of donations to the governor from 2018 to 2023 reveals the governor received $40,300 from the Ohio Children's Hospital Association, Cincinnati Children's, Nationwide Children's Hospital, and ProMedica Children's Group. Some of these hospitals, such as Cincinnati Children and Nationwide Children, offer gender-affirming care, including puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. You know, that is child abuse. That is child abuse, what that is, without specifying an age limit for patients. And so, anyhow, here, the report confirmed that Nicola Shukta, president of OCHA, testified against House Bill 68, arguing the bill strips away the rights of parents and their transgender children. In a statement, LaShukta said, "The youth existed before we established our gender clinics, and they will exist if our clinics are forced to close." First of all, let me ask you something. For at least 6,000 years, we've had children, right?
Yes.
And why is it, Joe, that until the last 10 years or so, we never had these transgender things popping up, did we?
No, we didn't. We had some children that were confused whether they were straight or gay. And then somebody came along and kind of started telling them, well, it's not that you're gay, you're the wrong sex. And all of a sudden, oh, okay, you know. And it was another one of those big lies. The big lie. You tell a lie, you tell the biggest lie, and people will believe it.
Well, I mean, I'm making the point is this, that up until the last 10 years or so, going by, you had children when if you had a little boy that was a little bit of effeminate, they called them sissies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sissies, right? And yep. But within a few years, they grew out of it. If they were, you know, if the boys were kept around males, especially if the boys had a father in the family, you never heard of such a thing if there was a father at home, okay? And the little girls were tomboys. So, you know, when the little girls that wanted to play with boys more than girls, I had when I was a kid growing up, we had a tomboy. Her name was Patty. She used to beat up most of the boys, and she didn't want to be around girls at all. She was a tomboy, but she grew out of that. Eventually, she grew out of that. Okay, and all of them did. I mean, like 99.9% would grow out of it. But then you had these monsters, these very sick people. I mean, very, very sick people that come along and start playing with the minds, mentally abusing these children, and telling them maybe you're really not a boy, maybe you're really a girl. These are sick people. Those people should be in prison for doing that.
Sounds pretty good to me. It sounds like it'd be a very good place to put them, give them some time to think about what they've done.
Yeah. And you know, in prison, those the ones that. That they have to put in isolation at the bottom of the social ladder are child molesters. And that's exactly what these people are. You could call yourself surgeons or whatever you want. You're a child molester if you're doing that. And you better pray to God if you're out there listening, and or if you are one of those, you don't run into me talking about that, because I'm going to tell you what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about that. You know, God has said, first of all, here's what God has said about that. God has said, first of all, they're reprobate. God has said those people are reprobate. God has said those people are vile. They're vile. He said they're vain and vain deceit. They live within vain deceit. They're malignant. They're malignant. And, of course, they're unrighteous. Now, if God says those things about you, do you have an argument, Joe?
You don't have much of a defense.
No.
In fact, you don't have any defense, because he's not going to allow it. He's just going to pronounce the judgment.
Guess who else he said those things about? And that's Princeton University. Princeton University. Queering God and How to Be a B-I-T-C-H, Craziest College Courses of 2023. Universities offered students in the U.S. the opportunity to enroll in many courses that push gender ideology and extreme left-wing activism during the 23-24 school year. Princeton University, very, very sick people. Again, Princeton University has, you know, is just... I can just say this, Joe. I would classify them as like we use toilet paper. That's about my opinion of them. Okay, Princeton University offered a class titled "Black and Queer in Leather Black, Leather BDSM Material Culture." I would be ashamed if anyone ever accused me of going to Princeton University. There would be a fight, because I would much rather be enrolled in a crack house or a whorehouse than Princeton University. At least they would be more honest about it than Princeton University. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I agree with you there. The only trouble is it's not just Princeton.
Oh, I know that. It's Harvard.
Almost every year I've brought up an article about what was going on at Brown or Harvard or some other university about the sex courses, the bondage things that they were having. This is not new. This goes on year after year, and people don't seem to catch what they're doing to these children. They're taking the children at a very impressionable age, where all of a sudden they're coming into adulthood. And they're throwing every evil, perverse thing at them and say, hey, look at all these fun things, all this, you know, that you can experiment and get into. And I remember one of them was how to wipe blood off of a knife when you were having kind of rough sex. how to wipe blood off a knife. I remember this was about 5-6 years ago, one of the colleges. So we've been telling people for you cannot send your precious children to these colleges. There's places, just a few places. You have to be very, very careful where you send them.
Absolutely.
Hillsdale College is my choice. That's if I, my grandchildren, they're getting ready, I will help send them if they go to Hillsdale.
Hillsdale is great. So is Liberty.
Liberty is good. And there's a couple other around. There's some other good
LaSalle
colleges.
LaSalle.
A few of them.
Yeah. Yeah, LaSalle is another good one. Well, I'm going to tell you, Wesley announced it would cover abortion-related costs of emergency contraception for students in the fall. These people are really sick. Wesleyan, really sick. The university charges more than $66,000 a year for tuition. And, and you have to be really pretty sick. I mean, really dumbed down to pay that, to send your child to one of those schools. In other words, you're saying, look, I am willing to pay $66,000 a year, Wesleyan University, for you to make the biggest fool out of my child as you can. We're going to send them there. You indoctrinate them with cultural Marxism. Make that child come home hating me. And that's exactly
and
what's
accepting
happening.
Accepting every evil and wicked thing,
Yes.
Look at Southern University there, Oregon, decolonizing transgenderism. The development of the word transgender across social, cultural, historical, legal, political contents, and they're pushing certificate in transgender studies. Oh, that's just, that's what we need in higher education, right? Science,
right.
Math, and transgenderism.
You know that you've getting your money's worth if you go, you send them to Princeton or Wesleyan or Harvard. When you see your son or daughter out there in the street marching, yelling, kill all Jews and kill all Christians, you know you've got your money's worth, right?
Well, you could send them to the University of Chicago. They have a course called Queering God that questions whether or not God is queer.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't beat that one, can you? That's got to be the number one, weird course of all times to me.
But you know what, Joe? God's going to answer that question for them.
Oh,
and they're not going to like the answer.
He calls himself he. He makes it real clear. He's he, right?
Yeah.
And he can't lie. So God has to be a he. He cannot be confused. He's not the author of confusion. So it means everybody else has to be, but not him.
Yeah, we're coming up to a break. And then... when we come back from that break, we're going to take a little peek at this a clip on mind control, trauma-based mind control, some of what is taking place out there. And again, here goes our great CIA, our great intelligence agencies out there. We really get our money's worth with them, through our taxes. And so...
And our military. What do we have, a minute or two, or are you about ready for a break?
No, we've got probably about 30 seconds or so before we go to a break.
Okay. I was thinking, because we can tell, after you do that clip, we can tell about how the highest-ranking trans member of the Space Force says inclusion is a national security imperative. She must have gone to Yale or Harvard or one of those.
See, here's the thing, Joe. She's not really a she. See, Joe?
Oh, that's right.
You see? Like, if you were to strip her naked, you would know in a minute, Joe, that she's not a she. But
exactly.
But, of course, we're smart enough to know that. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right,
What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.